Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Sengary. We're so mobile, always on the go. So we rarely get to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the same place. But Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 days, did that recently in Morristown. Wait, which one is it? We'll find out as she's here to tell us about it. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi.
I've been to every city and town in this state, but I don't always know whether to refer to it as Morrisville or Morristown, and you had the same dilemma.
It's a common confusion, I think. I mean, I've always thought that to myself. You know, what, some people call this Morrisville, some Morristown. I think a lot of people lay claim to the village where maybe it's actually Morristown. However, I was sitting out on the main street of that place and thinking I was in Morrisville, and then I looked up and there were the Morristown municipal offices, yet the street sign said that I was in the historic district of Morrisville. So I thought, well, I'll just get the official word. And I walked in, and the reason now that I think it must be a common problem is I was handed a sheet of paper and in big bold letters it says Morrisville or Morristown. It's all the same, right? Wrong. But anyway, it's a village within Morristown, and there either are or aren't two other villages, Cady's Falls and Morristown Corners, which used to exist and likely don't now by certain village criteria. But if anyone thinks they do, please let me know.
Well, what will we find there?
Good food. There's two breweries that we've talked about in the past, at least one, Rock Art, which is solar-powered, and Lost Nation Brewing, which has an outdoor kitchen. And there's so many other places to eat that I bypassed Lost Nation, which is a major sacrifice anytime you're in the area not to eat there. And I ate breakfast at the Charlemont Pub and Restaurant.
Now, that's kind of old school, right?
It's been there. It originally opened in 1964, and the man who owns it now is in sort of his second stint owning it. He owned it in the 80s and up to 1998, and then owned it again 3 years ago. He runs it with his son. He said to me, customers still recognize him. Someone said to him recently, recognized him from, 25 years ago or whatever, and said, what, did you get a life sentence here? But I'll take a life sentence for the sunny side up eggs and sausage. Man, that was a really good breakfast.
Yeah, what was breakfast like there?
Okay, it was nice. It was perfect eggs. You know, the yolks were just ideal. And sausage links, a homemade biscuit, home fries, and coffee, just delicious, strong, dark, hot coffee. And you could just sit there and soak it in,
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock, a food writer for 7 days, and we're talking about dining in Morrisville. Sally, you had lunch at a place that seems to have a great jukebox, El Toro.
It was perfect. We were at El Toro on a Wednesday, which turned out to be the $5 margarita day. So that was a tough gig. And we walk up and John Lennon was singing Watching the Wheels, which is kind of like, that's what we were doing. In other words, not much to do but eat enchiladas and drink margaritas on Main Street in Morrisville. We were definitely in Morrisville there. And El Toro is where the Bee's Knees was.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been there. They moved in there in the spring of 2017. And just really good from scratch Mexican food that we enjoyed a lot. So we loved the jukebox at El Toro, and one neat thing was they left a pile of quarters there, so you could just kind of help yourself and drop them in. And before we left, I played Rocky Mountain High, which was like sometimes that song, it's corny, but it just really hits. And also the owner of El Toro was from Colorado, so it was fitting.
And then it was on to dinner at Black Diamond Barbecue. What was that like?
So Black Diamond is in, I guess, the erstwhile village of Morristown Corners. What a beautiful setting. And it's out in the country. And it's at this rural crossroads. There's a little bookshop across the street and down the road a nursery. But it's in this old clapper building. And you just drive up and there's this porch that you just want to sort of move into, a beautiful big expansive back lawn with picnic tables, smokers on one side, meat smokers, and Elmore Mountain, and just off in the distance. And inside, we were there, and it just felt like a neighborhood bar, really, with great barbecue.
Yeah, tell us about the barbecue.
So it's been a catering business that sort of has grown into a restaurant. And the owner, this guy named Jason Pacioni, told me his original idea was to have barbecue at fish shows, to set up in the parking lot and sell barbecue. Instead, he ended up starting a catering business about 14 years ago in Stowe and then Elmore. And then he moved it to Morristown Corners and added a restaurant. And I had this really good tray of ribs, barbecued ribs, and they came with pickled vegetables and macaroni and cheese. And we had chicken wings and a delicious cocktail made with Bar Hill gin that his childhood friend actually runs the bar of Jason's, named Brian Crux. And I was talking to him later. I told him we were on this Morristown, Morrisville eating mission, and he questioned me as to where we had eaten, and couldn't believe that we had spent a day there and not eaten at Lost Nation. He basically said, "They're friends of mine, and you know, you gotta stand up for your homies." It's a homey town, and deserves a second food run.
Yeah, that's my next question. So, whichever you call it, Morrisville, Morristown, is it worth another culinary trip?
Yes, definitely. And also, I've since heard about a swimming hole that I really want to go to there. So I think it's worth a second culinary trip, swimming trip. And, you know, this rail trail, especially in the summer, you can walk it, you can bike it, and, you know, you can go there by car or you can work up an appetite, and it'll make it all the more sort of satisfying.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Yeah, thank you.